Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Sesizde şa'arab arif billah hazreti akdes hazret ma'ana şahaki Muhammed akdes sahab navarallahu merkadehu. The title is Mujhko Tufano Mein Bhi Sahil Diya. Unki janib rafta rafta le chala unki janib rafta rafta le chala meri kashti ka mera gham na khuda meri kashti ka mera gham na khuda خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی عیش جو عالم ہوا جس پر فدا میری حسرت کی بہاروں کو نہ پوچھ میری حسرت کی بہاروں کو نہ پوچھ اہل عشرت بن گئے میرے گدا سب کی عشرت دل سے باہر ہو گئی سب کی عشرت دل سے باہر ہو گئی میری حسرت میرے دل میں سجا بے وفا عشرت ہے یا حسرت ہے میر بے وفا عشرت ہے یا حسرت ہے میر سوچ کر خدا فیصلہ کر لو ذرا ان کی رحمت میر پر سایہ فکن ان کی رحمت میر پر سایہ فکن گو بظاہر میر ہے غم میں پرا خواجگی ان کی ہماری بندگی خواجگی ان کی ہماری بندگی جس طرح پالے تو ان پر رہ فدا خنجر تسلیم سے جوستو خنجر تسلیم سے جوستو ہو رہی غیب سے سج جاتا اہل ظاہر کو خبر اس کی نہیں اہل ظاہر کو خبر اس کی نہیں جان حسرت کو ہے جو عشرت عطا ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا میری کشتی کا میرا غم خدا عشرت تو دشمنوں کو بھی ملی عشرت تو دشمنوں کو بھی ملی اور
فقا کو اپنے غم بخوش صدا ساری دنیا کے مزے فانی ملے ساری دنیا کے مزے فانی ملے غیر پانی مجھ کو تیرا غم ملا قبر کی جانب ہے جن کی دشمنوں کو عیش آب و گل دیا دشمنوں کو عیش آب و گل دیا دوستوں کو اپنے درد دل دیا دشمنوں کو عیش آب و گل دیا ساحل پر بھی طغیانی ملی ان کو ساحل پر بھی طغیانی ملی مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى اما بعد. فرینڈز, واللہ ام نٹ فٹ ٹو سٹ ان فرنٹ آف یو ٹو ٹرائی اینڈ ایکسپلین this encyclopedia of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but obeying the command of our beloved Hazrat, I'm setting a midwa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes me say what is correct, it will be beneficial to me and to everybody else. These are the ashar of our beloved Dada Sheikh Hazrat Arif Billah Rumi Zamana Tabriz Dora, Hazrat Shah Malana Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, and he's entitled it, Ki Mujhko Tufano Mein Bhi Sahil Diya. That outwardly in the storms of this world, in the problems of this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me such contentment of heart, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises in Quran Sharif that whoever will do good actions, ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, whether it be male, whether it be female, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً, then most certainly we will give them a good life. Things as we were told here last week, the barakat and the blessing of the salat of Ishraq, that a person performs two rakat of Ishraq salah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, will bless him with the thawab of a complete hajj and umrah. And furthermore, a person reads two rakat of salah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises to sort out all his affairs of his day, of the day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to say, makes everything fall into place. When a person leads his life in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him complete calm and ease. In the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises is contentment of heart. And everybody in this world is looking for contentment of heart. Whatever a person does, whether he's doing business or farming or he's a laborer, we're all looking for contentment, for peace of mind. That what can I do that my life must go smoothly? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses this to a person who leads his life in conformity to the teachings of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he leads his life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Allah rahmatullahi alayhi says that unki janib rafta rafta le chala meri kashti ka mera gham na khuda, that slowly slowly the captain of my ship took me towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who is the captain of my ship? Mera gham. This concern that I've got that always I must be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Hazratullah rahmatullah alayhi said, that me jahabi rahu, jis fiza me rahu, taqwa mera salamat rahe. That wherever I may be, whichever condition, whatever the circumstances, whether I'm flying in the air, going on a ship, whether I'm on land, in private, or in my domestic life, or in my public life, wherever I may be, O Allah, let my taqwa remain intact. And as we are taught here, taqwa is to keep precaution. That when the opportunity of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presents itself, then a person controls himself. And he says that I will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come what may. I will please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this concern that a person has all the time, not to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is actually the captain of his ship. And that captain is slowly, slowly taking him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the object of his life. That we have come into this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that we haven't created man and jinn, but with the purpose that they should worship me, they should recognize me. This is the object of life. When a person will have this concern, then slowly he will reach his destination. خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی عیش دو عالم ہوا جس پر فدا. خون حسرت, the blood of my desires. When the desire, opportunity to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented itself, and a person thinks, in this there will be pleasure for me. I am alone and nobody will know what I am doing. And I will derive some pleasure. When that opportunity presented itself, and I actually slaughtered it, I took its blood out. I murdered it, and the blood that came out of that desire to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I slaughtered it, and I finished it and destroyed it, then outwardly it gave me a sort of grief, a sort of remorse. But the blood of that remorse was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with of whoever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses that person with the pleasure and the contentment of both the worlds. Of this world, do alam huwa jis par fida. That whoever has got any sort of comfort in this world, he will be prepared to sacrifice it so that he can get this contentment in lieu of sacrificing his haram desire. Meri hasrat ki baharon ko na pooch, ehle ishrat ban gaye mere gada. That don't ask me of the spring of my worries and my concern. That when I am always in this worry, when this is my concern all the time, that I must not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then don't ask what is the end result of it. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throws the dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throws the world at such a person's feet. Ehle ishrat ban gaye mere gada. That outwardly a person has got everything. You'll see that in this world he's got this type of business, got that type of house, that type of mansion, but he is going after the people that a child is born at home, he's calling Maulana. He's opening a business, he's calling Hazrat Wala. A person passing away, he's looking for the alim. So those people who are sacrificing their lives for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then people who have outward pleasures, who have got sort of everything at their disposal, they are prepared to sacrifice everything for them to get what they have got already. As Hazrat Rahmatullah said in another poem, that if this comfort and this contentment of heart was something like petrol, which could have been drilled and bored out of the earth, then people would have given everything for it. But this comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person makes the object of his life the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sab ki ishrat dil se bahar ho gayi, meri hasrat mere dil mein hai sada. That everybody else's pleasures, what they have been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pleasures of this world, that we can see it. It is around us. But the pleasure and contentment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to his obedient servant, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conceals in his heart. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts into that person's heart and becomes totally content, and his life, so to say, he leads a pleasurable life. In meager whatever possessions he may have, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him such happiness of heart, such contentment, such comfort, that his life, everything seems just to be falling in place. He's leading a life with meager earnings, with meager whatever may be at his disposal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the contentment and peacefulness of heart. Be wafa ishrat hai ya hasrat hai mir. Soch kar khud faisla kar lo tu zara. That, oh mir, oh sir, anybody, Hazrat is addressing everybody else, addressing me and everybody, that you make your decision. That hasrat, outwardly, this restlessness, now the person is waking up for tahajjud. It is a cold night, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, the geyser is not working, the water is cold, he's sacrificing the warm bed. This hasrat, this sort of outward problems or outward trouble. Is this loyal? Or the comforts of this world? You make your decision. These are going to come to an end. Whatever a person has, as we are taught here, never ever did it happen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Jibreel alayhi salam that, listen, this person made so much effort in the world. He's got so many factories, he's got so many farms, he's got so many workers. Take his mansion and put it with him into his grave. Take this and put him, he worked so much, he worked his fingers to the bone. Now he's got some, and now he's got to leave it behind. He's going, take it, and it never ever happened. But this hasrat, this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something which is eternal. This is something which is permanent. It's not temporary like that which we are going to leave behind in this world. It is something that is eternal. It is going to go with the person into his grave. It is in his heart. It is concealed. It is with him. And that is what is going to bring him close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Allah rahmatullah is saying that you yourself make your decision. Which is more loyal? The temporary comforts of this world or the permanent concern for the obedience and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Unki rahmat. ان کی رحمت میر پر سایہ فگن وہ بظاہر میر ہے غم میں پڑا. That the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always encompasses a person who leads his life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if to say that outwardly it looks that this person is in problems. He is always, people are enjoying their weekends, they are having braais, barbecues, they are going for sports, they are going here, they are going there. This person is going to the masjid. Everybody else going on holiday, he is going out in jamaat. This person is spending his time in the masjid. Now, outwardly it seems that he is leading such a dry life, such a life without any pleasure, without any happiness. But the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always about upon that person. Even if outwardly it looks that this person is in problems, but really he is in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khadi unki hamari bandagi jis tarah paale to un par reh pida. That to be servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are Muslims. Muslims from Islam meaning servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time we are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come what may, will not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This servitude, this is the crux and the object of my life. Unki, hamari bandagi, to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is our worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jis tarah paale, to un par reh fida. Whichever condition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps a person in, then sacrifice yourself for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether a person is in poverty or in wealth, in affluence, whether a person is sickly or is healthy, whether a person is from whichever country or whichever nationality, whichever culture, always stay in the obedience and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khanjar taslim se ae dosto ho rahi hai ghaib se sajja ata. Khanjar taslim, the dagger of servitude. When the opportunity comes to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you take out the dagger of servitude, that come with me, O my nafs, I will slaughter you. I will drink your blood, as Hazrat Allah rahmatullah used to say. Then taking this dagger of servitude, O friend, ho rahi hai ghaib se sajja ata. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's so many bounties that is coming upon a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah la yudi'u ajr al-muhsinin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not let the effort and the rewards of the muhsinin, of the doers of good, go to waste. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not destroy it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks after it. Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most benevolent, most merciful, most gracious, most kind. Whoever will do any good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies it. But it is upon us, man ja'a, that who will take his good actions towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not that we do good actions and then, as Hazrat Allah is illustrating in this poem, then by disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we destroy it. trying to fill a bucket that has got a hole will never ever fill up. So the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys whatever a person earns. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq. Give me first of all tawfiq. Let me look after, first of all, give us tawfiq to do good actions. And then to look after it and take it with us into the akhirah. Ehle zahir ko khabar uski nahi. Jaan hasrat ko hai jo ishrat ata. The people of this world, those who are in the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, out of real love and compassion for the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and for the believers, that if it wasn't out of my concern for you, then I would have given the non-Muslims such mansions, houses with roofs of gold and thrones of silver, but you would have fallen into all of this. So all these people have got all the outward comfort. What didn't Fir'aun have? What didn't Qarun and Namrud and Haman have? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave thousands and thousands of joys and pleasures of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concealed in the heart of His lovers. Ishrate to dushmano ko bhi mili, aashiko ko apna gham bakhsha sada. Again, Hazratullah is emphasizing the same point, that all the comforts of this world, the temporary comforts, whatever a person feels, that this will bring me contentment of heart, and that will bring me peace of mind, and a person acquires that, and acquires that, and is just all the time running behind, trying to find comfort for himself, opening this business, and engaging in that sport, and getting into this politics, and that, and that, whatever the case may be, looking, but these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them everything. What has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to His lovers, given to His friends, is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the greatest thing, as has been mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Hazrat Mullah Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayh, towards the end of his life, always made this dua, that Allah make us yours, and you become ours. Make us beloved to you, and you be beloved to us. Let it be that we look forward to meeting you, and you look forward to meeting us. And the incident that we always hear of Mahmud and Ayaz, that when Mahmud made the announcement, on a certain day I will be putting all my treasures here and everybody is invited and whatever you touch will be yours, then Ayaz touched Mahmud, he put his hand on the back of the king. That Bashar Salamat, if I've got you, this is only one treasure. How many other treasures do you have? If I've got you, I've got everything. Like that, if we've got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everything is ours. Jo ek tu mera, to sab kuch mera. If you are mine, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everything is mine. Jo ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine, then Allah, nothing is mine. Now everything in life will be going wrong. Now there's an Allah save us, motor car accident. Now somebody is sick in the house. Now this happened. Now there's a fight with a neighbor. Now I've lost my job. Whatever, everything, the wheels, so to say, will fall off the cart. تیری ساری دنیا کے مزے فانی ملی غیر فانی مجھ کو تیرا غم ملا. That the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the non-believers and the disobedient people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them everything, all the comforts of this world. And Allah mentions it. فَلَمَّا نَسُمَا ذُكِّرُوا بِي فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ. As we learn here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person becomes so audacious and he's always disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not mindful, not worried and not concerned, then Allah says, we throw everything at his feet. Now a person starts gloating and boasting, see, I've got this and I've got that and everything is going well for me. So to say, if Allah was not happy with me, then Allah wouldn't have blessed me with all this. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we pull the rug from under his feet just suddenly. And now he's left gaping, now he's left wide mouth. What happened? But for the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives them a permanent and an eternal love, a permanent joy, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts into the heart. And as we learn here, that this sweetness of iman, that when it comes into the heart of a person, it will never, ever, ever come out again. It will never leave. Which is a sign that inshallah, this person will die with iman, which is the object of life. If a person takes this capital of iman into his qabr, then Allah save us from any punishment for a split second. But even if a person has to be embroiled in the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a time will definitely come when he will be pardoned. He will go into Jannah. He will achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that is eternal, something that is permanent, something that is unending, and something that will bring us the object of life, which is the dhat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قبر کی جانب ہے جن کی منزل ہے مستند ان کو نہ تو اپنا بنا. That those things which are all temporary, which are going to return to stand, whether they are painted dollies on the road, or whether it is the huge buildings of this world, or any of the pleasures of this world, which is temporary, is going to come to an end. Fadar ki janib, people will be getting involved, illicit relations, as we have always taught here, that beauty that was now 15 and 16 years old, and now when you look at them when they're 60 and 70 and 80 years old, what a change is coming to their life. But the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this thing is always becoming, so to say, younger and sweeter and stronger. So something that is temporary and bound to go to the grave, meaning to come to an end, whether it's the buildings of this world, the business of this world, the pleasures of this world, any type of pleasure, or even if it's a walking beauty, it is bound to come to an end. Not only that, every person, every being, all the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, "Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut." All, everybody will have to taste of death. Whether it's the angels, whether it's the anbiya, whether it's human beings, whether it's Muslims, whether it's non-Muslims, whether it's animals, everybody. So we see that everything is temporary. Even Sayyidina Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to leave this temporary dunya. So pleasures of this world, these are all temporary, they haven't come to an end. But the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is eternal. So Hazrat Allah rahmatullah is saying, Mustanad unko tu na afnavana. These things which are temporary, don't make them your goal. Don't make them your object. Don't be running behind it all the time. Rather spend your time in acquiring that wealth which is eternal, and that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dushmano ko aise aabo gil diya, dosto ko apna darde dil diya. That the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the disobedient slaves, servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them all the comforts of this world. Aabo gil. Of the pleasures of sand and water. Everything we are created from sand. Buildings, sand, and bricks and mortar. Animals are going to go with what we eat, the veggies, the meat, everything is from sand. So, comfort of this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave even to His enemies. And we see, like we mentioned just now, what didn't Fir'aun and Namrud and Qarun and Haman have? But it came to an end. In stress so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Fir'aun a lesson for everybody to come till the day of Qiyamah. But the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah blessed them with the love and of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the pain of the heart. The pain of the heart which eventually takes the person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unko sahil par bhi tughyani mili, mujhko tufano mein bhi sahil diya. That these people who are embroiled and engrossed and busy, all the time occupied, just trying for dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in the comfort, outward comfort that so they, it seems, so to say, that they have all this outward comfort, in that comfort also they are in storms. On the shores they are in a storm, restlessness, always concerned. I mustn't get robbed, I mustn't get mugged, this mustn't happen, my wealth mustn't get stolen, this security, alarm systems, insurance, this, that. So outwardly they've got everything, but there's restlessness. There's no contentment of heart. Mujhko tufano mein bhi sahil diya. And outwardly, as we said, the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it seems that they're leading such a dry life with no pleasure, no going to resort, and no disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not involved in sports and all temporary things, then it seems that they are, outwardly it seems that they are very restless, they're leading a dry life. But in their dry life, so to say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the pleasure of the shore. These people are in the shore, but they are in storms. And those people, it outwardly seems that they are in storms, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the pleasures and the comforts of the shore. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us.